A controversial figure in the recent history of Western land use faced some of his former opponents this past week. James Watt battled environmental groups in the early 1980s when he was Interior Secretary for President Ronald Reagan. Then this past week, the conservative former official was brought to the University of Colorado by a liberal professor. As we reported a few months ago, the historian Patricia Nelson Limerick has been hosting talks by former Interior Secretaries from both parties. It's an effort to broaden debate on campus. We're told that students and local residents listen politely as James Watt told them to get used to development near national parks, not to mention planes flying overhead.
We just have to accommodate some things. You don't have the right to expect every commercial plane to shut down when you want to go on a hike. Or if there's noise, the defensive, you might need to wear earplugs, because we can't accommodate everybody's selfish interests.
And we'd like to continue this discussion. Patricia Nelson Limerick joins us now from Boulder, Colorado. Welcome back to the program, Patricia.
Thank you. My pleasure.
And she has brought along James Watt, the former Interior Secretary. Secretary Watt, welcome to you.
Delighted to be with you.
So how did it go this past week?
It was a great week. We had a fascinating time. The center of the conversations that we had with all of the meetings were the powerful influence of your worldview or your core values and how that impacts your ability to communicate and to understand what's going on.
Give me a concrete example of what you're talking about there.
You start with the value of people. Some of our severest critics don't treat people as having any more dignity or value than a tree or a rock or a
Prairie dog. Prairie rat.
I like to use the word prairie rat, and others call them prairie dogs. It's a misnomer, but it's a good distinction.
That's how you can tell an environmentalist from someone who might
be
in a different camp is what they call the prairie animal.
Yeah.
I want to remind people who don't vividly remember your tenure as Interior Secretary what you're talking about. You're an Interior Secretary who famously rode a snowmobile through a national park. Who talked about encouraging businesses to make better use of federal lands and that sort of thing.
Absolutely.
And I'm looking at an article now from the New York Times. It's from 1989. As your president, Ronald Reagan, left office, it was kind of a summary of the environmental record of the Reagan administration. And just one line from the article here is, many environmentalists insist that the Reagan environmental record will be remembered as one of the worst of any modern presidency. You talk about a difference in perspective. There it is.
Yeah, and history's been wonderful to us. The policies that we implemented in the first years of the Reagan administration are basically still intact because through the course of time, history has judged them to be correct.
I had no idea in the early 80s when I was a Watt opponent. He was understood and declared to be the person who was going to privatize the public lands and to return them to the states or sell them to private individuals. And that didn't happen. And it didn't happen for a variety of reasons. And one reason was that that was not his intention. Another item that's of real interest to me is how everyone knows that Secretary Watt in office said that as an evangelical Christian, he believed in the second coming. And with the second coming imminent, he thought that we were entitled to, maybe even obligated, to squander and waste our resources because we had so little time before the end time. And it turns out there is no public record of his having said that. There are public record statements about his belief in the second coming, and they have exactly the opposite conclusion. He says in those occasions that he does not know how many more generations there are before the second coming, but however many there is an obligation on us to provide for this generation and the next. So it's exactly the opposite of the squander thing.
So, Patricia Nelson Limerick, you felt that you learned that James Watt is at heart a conservationist, even though you would disagree with him about the methods.
This is an agency. This Department of Interior has a preservation mandate, and it has a development mandate. And anyone in that job is going to have a split mandate to carry. And by taking that oath of office, you kind of offer yourself to be tormented and pulled in two.
Well, Mr. Secretary, let me pose to you, if I can, the point of view of some environmentalists. When you talk about states' rights, I think what some environmentalists hear is the concept that there are companies that want to develop land, that want to change the land, that want to mine, who are having difficulty with federal environmental regulations, and they think they will have an easier time with the state authorities, with the state legislatures, that they listen to states' rights as environmentalists, and what they hear is more strip mining, basically.
That's a false assumption. you have framed the question as it has been framed, and it's framed in error, and intentionally framed in error to whip up a fight. Reasonable people can balance the demands to use the people's land, the federal lands, for their benefit. And that requires that some of the lands be set aside as wilderness, and some lands need to be mined for coal. And common sense and reasonableness can reign if we can limit the influences of the selfish interest groups from across the spectrum, from left to right, from industry to purist preservationists that think only a 22-year-old with a backpack is entitled to see a national park. I don't believe that. I think everybody ought to have access.
Is the Secretary Watt of today the same as the Secretary Watt of 1983?
Bless you. I want to hear the question.
Very much so, even more convicted.
I think I'm going to disagree with the Secretary.
Sure, it's evolved, but not on the, as I've reviewed those issues.
I have really come to value and like the company of Secretary Watt. It could be that I did all the changing. We did seem to be on opposite sides of just about everything.
You're saying that you think that the man across the table from you there has changed over time.
Yes.
I was asked that question last night. What would I do differently?
That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying what would you do differently. Oh. I think I actually am a huge fan of the aging process because...
Good, it's going to happen.
I might as well make my peace with that. But it seems to me the wonderful, wonderful line that Thomas Jefferson and John Adams both wrote to each other late in their lives after they had fought bitterly, and they said, "We must explain ourselves to each other before we die." He's been extremely gracious about letting me say, "Here are your opposite numbers. Have a good time."
James Watt was one of the Secretaries of Interior under President Ronald Reagan. Mr. Watt, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Enjoyed being with you.
And he was brought to the University of Colorado campus and the Center for the American West by Patricia Nelson Limerick, a historian. Dr. Limerick, good to talk to you.
Thank you, Steve. It really has been a privilege.